学习，在学校或在工作中来服侍神。
This session we would like to share with everyone serving God at our work.
那分作两部分。
And we will be divided into two sections.
第一部分在学校中来服侍神。
And the first part is to serve Lord in school.
那第二部分在工作中来服侍神。
And the second session will be on how to serve the Lord at our work.
学校是准备我们将来的一个很重要的阶段。
School is actually a stage of our life in which we will prepare our future.
这个学校有两个准备，一个是学业上的准备，一个是灵性上的准备。
There are two preparations at school. First is for our spirituality and the other is for our future.
而且灵性上是根基。
But the spiritual one is the foundation.
那我们在学校中怎么来服侍神？
How do we serve the Lord at our school?
第一个
First,
要建立校园团契。
We need to establish campus fellowship.
我们看到很多例子，这个青年到离开教会很远的地方读书。
We have seen many examples in which the youth they have gone to far places to study.
那个学校有三五个青年。
And there are about 3 to 5 youths.
那他们就开始成立团契。
And so they establish a fellowship.
那虽然离开教会很远，但是信仰读完，他们信仰一直在进步。
Although they are far from a church, yet their spirituality has increased because they gather together to have fellowship.
但是我们也看到青年到一个没有教会的地方去读书。
And I have also seen other youth who have gone to far places where there's no church.
那个地方也没有校园团契。
Yet there's also no of campus fellowship.
所以学校毕业了，他信仰也毕业了。
And so once the person graduates, they graduate from their faith as well.
信仰就没有了。
They have lost their faith.
所以这个学校也可以成为信仰的一个踏脚石，你在进步，也可以成为信仰的一个绊脚石，让你跌倒犯罪离开神。
So school could be a stepping stone to improve your faith, or it could be a stumbling block for your faith.
那最重要，我们要在学校生活服侍神，要建立校园团契。
So one of the most important things to serve the Lord on campus is to establish campus fellowship.
我们现在在湾区，在伯克莱有校园团契。
Here in the Bay Area at Berkeley, UC Berkeley, we have campus fellowship.
我们有 Peninsula 的团契。
There's also Peninsula fellowship.
有一些青年来参加。
And there's some youth who attend these fellowships.
这个对我们建立青年的信仰是相当有帮助的。
It is very beneficial for establishing the faith of youth.
知道在伯克莱的团契有一段时间我们教会青年很多，那个校园团契办得很好，所以有一些青年在读书这个四年当中信仰学到很多，得到很大的造就。
For a period of time on UC campus, UC Berkeley campus, The campus fellowship was very prosperous, and a lot of people's spirituality have increased at the time.
然后在这一段期间呢，在那个地方读书的青年都变成地方教会服侍一个主要的力量。
And at the local area where the youth they go to the local churches, they have also served the Lord at the local churches.
但是在相同的学校里面，我们看这个校园团契如果没有办得好。有时候青年在教会里面找不到人。
But if there's not a very good campus fellowship, then we will not find the youth at local churches.
派到领事的在哪里？不见了。
If the youth have been arranged to lead the hymn, we cannot find the youth.
派到宗教教员在哪里？不见了。
And it is common to not see a youth when he or she has been arranged to teach.
所以同一个学校，如果校园团契办得好，你教会可以看到很多人服侍。那办得不好，有时候连信仰都守不住，谈不上服侍。
So, if a campus fellowship is well grounded, then we can see a lot of youth working and serving in the local churches. But if it's not well established and not well kept, then we won't see the youth at local churches.
那校园团契的第一个目标就是建立我们个人的信仰。
And the first goal of campus fellowship is to build up the faith during our school time.
我们这一次 NYTS 大概有150个人参加。
There are about 150 believers or members who attended the NYTS.
我们发现一件事情。
We have discovered one thing.
有一些学校来的学生很会祷告。
There are some youth who came from certain campus. They really put effort into prayer.
就是比这个平均那个祷告更投入，然后 更自己会自愿去祷告。
More than average, they spend time and effort to pray.
那好几个讲员都有这样发现。
And many speakers, they also discover the same.
那我们仔细去想为什么。
So carefully think about why was this?
那我们就发现了，那个学校的校园团契很会祷告。
And so we discover that the youth at where they attend school have very good campus fellowship.
很会祷告。
And they really put effort into prayers.
有的校园团契他们一个礼拜啊，除了团契时间呢，他们在一起祷告半个钟头。
And sometimes some of the youth in the campus fellowship will gather to pray about half an hour every time.
那差不多每一个都参加。
And almost every member would attend.
然后这样一年来哈，就大概就几十次的祷告。
So throughout the year, there will be about more than 10 times of prayer together.
所以就变成他们生活的一部分。
So this has become part of their lives.
所以你说 NYTS 就看到他，哎，他祷告精神很好。
And you see in NYTS, they have great spirit of prayer.
是在校园团契里面培养出来的。
And they have built up the spirit of prayer during campus fellowship.
所以这个校园团契很重要。
So it is very important for the campus fellowship to be established.
这个校园团契我们都是，这个 program 的设计都是有一个系统。
And there must be a systematic establishment of the campus fellowship.
比方说每一季你有一个有系统的查经。
So for example, you have a very systematic way of studying the Bible.
一季一个 quarter.
A quarterly schedule.
比方说六次查经。
You spend six times to study the Bible.
那还有六次专题。
And there are six special topics for other six times.
那这样一年两年三年下来，我们对这个整个我们信仰对圣经的对圣的认识就增加。
So if we keep building for 1 year, 2 years, and 3 years of fellowship, then we will have deeper understanding of the Bible.
那这个专题就是要让我们的信仰跟生活能够连在一起。
And the special topic is so that we can have closer connection with the Bible topic that we talk about.
所以在校园团契很发达、办得很好的青年，这样我们看到我们回到地方教会都变成很重要的工人。
So if the youth who attend very established campus fellowship, we will see them serving the local churches as well.
因此学校的生活不只是学业的学习，也包括信仰的操练。
So the study at school is not just academia, but it's also the training of spirituality.
那第二个，我们在校园团契里面，有一个机会来帮助其他的人信仰成长。
And also for campus fellowship, we also have a chance to help other people grow in their spirituality.
有一次有一个青年在见证。
Once there's a youth who testified.
他说他忽然圣灵没有了。
He testified that he almost lost his Holy Spirit.
他很害怕。
He was very afraid.
他走到街上开车都觉得神没有跟他同在。
He felt that when he was driving, God was not with him.
那圣灵没有了怎么办呢？
So what did he do?
他们校园有一个团契。
The campus where he studied, there's a campus fellowship.
那有一个弟兄很热心。
There's a very zealous brother.
那这个弟兄就邀他祷告。
And so this brother invited this brother who was afraid to pray with him.
就邀那个圣灵没有那个信徒禁止祷告三天。
So this zealous brother invited this brother who lost his Holy Spirit to pray for 3 days, fast and prayer.
结果到最后一天，圣灵又回来了。
And on the last day of fasting prayer, Holy Spirit came back to this brother.
后来那个弟兄，他没有讲原因，他只说，我知道从今以后我要过圣洁的生活。
And this brother did not mention any reasons, but he said that from now on I need to lead a holy life.
所以这个青年要帮助另外一个青年在求到他所失去的圣灵，这个就是校园团契的一个功用。
And the effectiveness of campus fellowship is that of one brother, zealous brother, praying for another brother.
这个就是一种服事。
This is also a type of servitude.
所以校园团契，不只是说办活动，大家一起吃饭很有趣，这个是最表面的。
Campus fellowship is not just gathering together and eating and having fellowship and having fun.
这个是很表面的。
This is a very on the surface type of fellowship.
这只是开始而已。
And this is also just the beginning.
你如果要进到更深入，就是服事。
If we go into deeper level of campus fellowship, it is an attitude of servitude.
因为校园里面有很多的试探。
There are a lot of temptations on campus.
所以有的进到校园里面呢、啊，就进入试探，信仰就开始在走下坡。
And there are many youth who actually, after entering into campus, they fall into the temptation.
那刚强的要担待软弱人的软弱。
Those who are strong spiritually should take care of those who are spiritually weak.
我们看加拉太书。
Let us turn to Galatians.
加拉太书。
Galatians.
第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
第二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
加拉太书第六章第二节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 2.
你们个人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ.
请问这个重担是指的什么？
What is this burden we're talking about?
这个重担常常指的属灵上的。
This burden is that of spirituality.
第一节。
Verse 1.
若有弟兄偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就应当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。这里说有的弟兄偶然被过犯所胜。
Here says, brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently. And it says, if someone is caught in a sin.
那这个偶然被过犯所胜就是犯了罪。
And that is someone has committed a sin.
那属灵的人就是灵性比较好的，要用温柔的心把它挽回过来。
Those who are more spiritual should restore him gently.
这个就是担子。
This is the so-called burden.
对一个比较热心来讲，你如果爱那个比较冷淡的信徒，他的冷淡就是你的压力，就是你的担子。
So if you are more strong in your spirituality, and you are caring for that is,person who is spiritually weak, then you have this burden inside you.
那要帮助他成长。
You need to help this person grow.
你就是要背这个担子，也就是你的责任。
And that is to carry this other person's burden, and that this person becomes your responsibility.
那有一天这个弟兄成长了，你不但得到一个弟兄，我们本身也充满着喜乐，因为我们做的工作有果效。
And when this spiritually weak brother has grown, you have not only feel joyous, and you will know that something has been accomplished.
所以施比受更有福啊！如果我们加入这个校园团契啊，想说我从那里得到什么，当然这很好。
It is more blessed to give than to receive, so it is good to think that you will receive something from campus fellowship.
但是更进一步，如果我们在校园团契里面，我们想要去帮忙什么，要去施给、付出给别人，我们的信仰已经进得很成熟了。
But on a deeper, more deeper level for campus fellowship is that what can you do to give yourself to this campus fellowship? How do you serve others?
那我们常常发现这两种人对校园团体反应不一样。
We know that these two type of people have different reactions to campus fellowship.
希望得的人常常会埋怨。
Those people who only want to receive will complain often.
我来这里没有得到什么。
I have not received anything or learned anything.
我下一次不想来。
I do not want to come again next time.
有没有什么更有趣的我就来。
Are there any more interesting things I can come to?
但是当一个人信仰成熟以后，
But after a person is more mature in their spirituality,
他爱别人的灵魂
they will have a type of love for other people's souls.
他不会埋怨
they will not complain.
因为他知道神今天把我放在这个校园里面就是要有工作给我做
Because this person has a sense of, or sense of goal that God has put me on this campus to serve him.
那个软弱的同龄就是神要我做的工作
And the person who are spiritually weak is the work that God wants me to do.
所以他不会埋怨，因为他知道这是神要叫他做的工。
So the person will not complain because he knows what God has commissioned him to do.
那这样一直帮对方祷告，花很多的时间，你跟他谈，对方站起来了，你就那种喜乐非常好。
And after praying for the spiritual weak person, the person will finally one day become a strong person and stand up spiritually.
有一个姐妹。
There once was a sister.
她家里是她妈妈带她来信主。
Her mother had brought her to believe in Christ.
她爸爸不信。
And her father is a non-believer.
常常逼迫她妈妈。
And often persecuted her mother.
后来这个姐妹去读书，在大学里面读书。
And later on, the sister went on to college to study.
就开始交男朋友。
And so she had a boyfriend.
那有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他看到他交男朋友非常的着急。
And when he saw this sister having a boyfriend, he was very anxious.
他着急不是说那个姐妹被抢走了。
He was anxious not because she was afraid that she was taken away by another person.
他着急哦，他发现他们两个在校园走得这么亲近，他非常着急。
And he was very anxious because he discovered that on campus the sister and her boyfriend were too close.
这个弟兄大概花了一年的时间。
And so this brother spent 1 year.
来，他辅导那帮那姐妹带祷，辅导那个姐妹。
To counsel and to pray for the sister.
后来那个姐妹跟她男朋友分开。
And later on, this sister departed, separated from her boyfriend.
信仰成熟，能够持守得住。
And the sister's spirituality became mature.
以后就常常在教会里面看到。
And so often, he was able to see the sister more often.
如果不是那个弟兄，很可能那个姐妹就犯罪就走了。
If it were not for that brother, the sister probably would fall into sin and would depart from church.
所以我们在学校里面怎么服侍神？
So how do we serve the Lord on campus?
你看看校园里面有几个我们教会的信徒。
If you look at how many believers of our church,
他们今天在哪里？
They're on campus. Where are they?
今天安息日他们在哪里？
On the Sabbath day, where are they?
那你就知道，如果你爱他，你要做什么？
Then you will know that if you love this brother or sister, then you know what to do.
那个就是我们的服事。
And that is our servitude.
所以就是很实在的。你要服事神，那个就是你的服事，很实在。
And this is a very practical type of servitude. If you want to serve the Lord, then you will help those who are spiritually weak.
让他的软弱成为你的担子。
Allow their weakness to become your burden.
靠着主耶稣来帮助他成长。
We rely on the Jesus to help this person grow.
这个也是要流眼泪的。
And this will require shedding of tears.
要花时间的。
And time effort.
要祷告的。
Prayer.
但是这个也会让你成长。
But this will help you grow as well.
第三个。
Point number three.
就是我们在校园里面可以传福音。
We can share the gospel with other people.
这是更进一步的。
This is an even more advanced level.
当我们校园都巩固得住以后，就传福音。
If we're able to maintain a good campus fellowship, then we can start spreading the gospel.
我在 NYTS 遇到一个姐妹。
And at NYTS, I met a sister.
后来我才发现是我们教会另外一个姐妹带她来信主的。在高中的时候
so, I discovered that it was another sister who had,
她是高中的同学
who had brought this sister to church during high school years.
结果她带来信主那一个姐妹啊，后来变得很热心。
So this sister whom she had brought from high school became very zealous.
她差不多学校里面啊，每一个同学都跟她传福音。
And she tried to preach to almost every classmate she knew.
我们今天大部分都在学校里面读过书，请问你有没有同学里面每一个都传福音？
We have all been on campus and been in college, but have you tried to preach to friends surrounding you?
但是这个姐妹这样做。
But this sister did this.
这个就是服事神。
This is serving the Lord.
不论得时不得时都要传。
Whether in season or out of season, we preach.
所以校园如果要服事神，虽然离开教会很远，其实很多事情可以做。
Although the campus might be far from church, but there are a lot of holy work we could still do.
我们知道有一些青年啊，信耶稣是在学校里面认识主的。
There are a lot of youth who actually came to know Christ when they were on campus.
那在那一段期间呢，有人向他做见证，神开他的心，他认识的神。
And during that time, someone preached to them and God opened their hearts and they believed in Christ.
所以如果我们在校园里面有在服侍神，我们发现那个四年也会变成很有意义。
If you serve the Lord during the 4 years of your college, then you will discover that those 4 years are very meaningful.
因为那四年呢，我们做了很有价值的工作。
Because in those 4 years, you have done holy work that are very meaningful.
那我们在校园要怎么传福音？
How do we preach on campus?
第一个，
First,
首先呢，你要能够让别人尊重我们。
You have to earn respect from other people.
有时候我们常常觉得说要跟大家认同，所以他抽烟，我们也跟着抽烟。
Sometimes we want to assimilate ourselves with others so that if someone smokes, then we smoke as well.
可能我们跟他去抽烟喝酒是跟他认同的，但是在对方的心里面，他已经觉得我们跟他一样。
Perhaps by smoking or assimilating our behavior as others, we think that they think that we have assimilated and become like them.
所以一个人会想说，我跟你到你教会去听听， 啊，常常是因为觉得，哎，你跟我不一样，所以我很好奇，我想跟你去听听。
So oftentimes other people, they probably want to come with us to church to listen, to gospel because they feel we're different than other people.
如果我们跟他一样，他就，那我为什么要跟你去教会？你就跟我一样啊。
If we are just like them, and we're like the same type, then they feel that we're not special. So they wouldn't want to come with us to church because we, seems like we're not special.
所以圣经里面讲但以理啊，他知道他吃的东西会让他玷污，他有一个原则，他就不吃。
So in the Bible, when Daniel knew that the food that he will eat will defile him, he refused to eat.
啊，结果啊，过了十天了，但以理神跟他同在，他的面貌没有变瘦，他面貌还是啊一样的啊好。
So after 10 days, God has blessed him, and not only did he not become his countenance in his whole physical body did not become weak, he became even stronger.
Oh, 所以但以理身上有神的恩典。
So on Daniel, we could see God's grace.
他坚持属灵的原则。
He insisted on the principle, spiritual principle.
那这两个都使他跟别人不一样。
And these two things separated him from other people.
别人做的他不做。
He would not do things which other people would do.
但是别人没有的他有。
Yet he possessed things which other people do not have.
就是神的恩典。
And that is the grace of God.
今天我们如果像但以理一样。
So today if we are like Daniel.
能够讨神喜欢。
We pursue pleasures.
那别人也虽然信仰不一样，有时候他不同意，但是心里面会觉得我们是跟他不一样，会有一个尊重。
Although other people might have other religious affiliations, yet they have this kind of deep respect for us.
那第二个，我们在校园里面传福音呢，要建立朋友。
And second, for personal evangelism on campuses, we need to build friendship on campus.
这个也很难，因为大家学业都很忙。
This is kind of hard because everyone is very busy with their studies.
但是如果我们真的要服侍神，要传福音呢，变成我们在忙碌的生活中要拨空。
But if we were to serve Lord and spread the gospel, then we have to take time to do this.
然后有了建立的个人关系，下一步我们才能够去传福音给别人。
So after establishing personal relationship, then we can go one step further and preach to those whom are our friends.
那传福音给别人呢，我们可以看到我们做工的果效。
And after preaching, we will see the fruit of our labor.
所以我在美国教会很多地方去都可以看到校园有人传福音来信主耶稣，这真的是很感谢神。
So when I went to different churches, I could see that many people were brought during campus fellowship evangelism.
好，那校园毕业了，我们开始工作。
So after we have left the campus, we started working.
那在工作中怎么来服侍神？
How do we serve the Lord at our work?
我们现在第一个
First.
要在我们工作的场合来荣耀神。
We need to glorify God at our work location, workplace.
我们看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
无论做什么都要从心里做。像是给主做的，不是给人做的。二十四节。
24.
因为知道从主那里必得基业为赏赐，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
Verse 23. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. 24. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance.From the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving.
好，所以这个二十四节的结论说，你们所侍奉的乃是主基督。
So verse 24 is the conclusion that whoever you serve is Lord Christ Jesus.
所以在工作的地方也可以侍奉神。
So we can actually serve the Lord at our work.
那这个工作的中侍奉神不一定指着说你在公司里面有空就打电话联络教会的事情，当然这个也是侍奉神了。
It doesn't mean that during work time we use our time to call different members. Of course, this is one type of serving.
那这里讲这个工作侍奉神是什么意思？
Here it says to serve the Lord. What does that mean?
是二十三节。
Verse 23.
我们做什么是从心里做，是给神做的，不是给人做的。
But you do everything from your heart, not from your own motive.
23节,
Verse 23, whatever you do, work it with all your heart, not for men.
但是是给神做的,
and it's for the Lord.
所以我们在公司里面也不是教会, 你所看到都是不信耶稣的人。
And at our company, our workplace, they're full of people who are not church people.
所以我们常常会觉得工作很无聊。
Sometimes we might feel quite boring.
所以因为我们把这个属灵跟属事定义就是说跟神连上关系的才是属灵的，跟神没有关系的就是属事的。
Sometimes we categorize our relationship that everything that's related to God is actually spiritual, and everything that is not related to God is non-spiritual.
当然，原则上这是对的。
And this is actually correct concept.
因为属灵，灵就是神嘛。
And God is spirit, that's why it's spiritual.
那公司的事情跟神没有关啊。
And our work is not related to God.
但是圣经给我们一个新的定义啊。
But God gives us the Bible tells us a new definition.
就是动机，动机。
And that is our motive.
今天我为什么要在这个公司上班
？Today, why am I at this place working？
这个变成一个动机问题。
And this is the purpose and the motive of why you work there.
哦，当然。一个最明显的动机是因为我们要收入。
And one of the motives are that you work is you need salary.
但是有时候比较高收配比较高的公司我们不会去，宁可去比较低一点的公司。为什么？因为在那个地方你有更多的个人的成就感。
So there are times when you rather go to a company that does not pay you as high as another company because you have a higher sense of self-accomplishment.
所以这个就是常常人为什么要工作。
So this is why, one of the reasons why people want to work.
有的人你看他经济基础，他不要工作活到死都没有问题，他为什么还拼命赚钱呢？做事业越做越大。
And you know that some people, they do not need to work and they can still live their whole life comfortably, but why do they work so hard?
就是在竞争当中，在克服很多困难当中，他赚到钱来证明我是有用的人，这种感觉就是为了这样。
It is through these challenges and through competitions that one person feels accomplished, so that one has done something in their life.
所以人在工作那个动机啊，就是不外乎这几个。
So the purpose of one wanting to work.Are just these few.
啊，有的就是为钱，有的是在工作中要找到自我的价值，就是这样而已。
Some people work for income, and other people work to find self satisfaction or self accomplishment.
那人如果为着这样工作，讲起来是很可怜的，因为这两个到最后都会变成空的。
If humans they work for these two reasons, then this is very vain because in the end these are actually meaningless.
但是这个工作怎么变成属灵的呢？
How does our work become spiritual?
这个二十三节说，从心里说，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And it here says that the motive is that we do the work with all our heart, working for the Lord.
什么叫做给主做的？
What is working for the Lord?
就是出于敬畏的心。
And that is out of reverent heart.
因为你是给主做的。
Because you're doing it for the Lord.
所以有没有人看没有关系，因为我是给神做的。
It doesn't matter if anyone is watching because you're doing for the Lord.
所以有一阵子我们 有一个地区啊，这个三明治店请我们教会的信徒大概请了八九个。
And one of the regions has invited,
a sandwich
shop has invited our church members,
八九个信徒
about 8 or 9 members.
那老板一直问说，哎，你们教会有没有人要做？来来来。
And the sandwich owner was inviting all the church members if they want to do the business.
为什么？
Why?
因为他发现我们请真耶稣教会的信徒来哦，你那个收银机也可以交给他，钥匙也可以交给他，你也不需要监工，全部都不要。
Because this owner discovered that if you leave the work, like the cashier or any type of other work, entrust these type of work to them, the owner doesn't have to worry.
这感谢主啊，这八九个信徒真的是给主做的，在天上有赏赐。
And these 8 or 9 members, they are doing this work for the Lord, and they will receive the reward in heaven.
因为 神的名在那个工作场所里面，因为他们的服事忠心尽职而得到荣耀。
And God's name is glorified through their work because they have fulfilled their duty and they were being very responsible.
所以我们常常看到我们教会信徒在公司里面呢，是赋予他很重要的这个责任，要给他很大的信任，全都给他管。
And we see that there are bosses who actually entrust the whole financial their finance to our church members.
因为我们的信徒真的他做事的动机是为着荣耀神。神今天把我放到这个公司里面来，要让别人在我身上看到神的荣耀。
And the believers, they have one motive and one purpose in working here, and that is they want to glorify the name. And God has a purpose for putting them at that work location to work for Him.
那这个就是服侍神。
And this is serving the Lord at work.
那下面说你们有天上有赏赐的二十四节。
And here says we will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward.
我们不要想说世界上的工作就没有价值，没有意义，随便混混啊，只有来到教会里面很认真做才对，不是这样。
We shouldn't think that just because we will receive our reward in heaven, do not take our job seriously.
如果我们的动机是为着在工作荣耀神，我们就是在服侍神，在天国也有赏赐。
If our motive is to glorify God at our work, then we will also receive our reward in heaven.
所以基督徒是24小时的，不是来到教会才是有价值，在社会就没有价值。
Being a Christian is a 24/7 kind of duty. It's not just coming to church.
服侍神也是24小时的。
Serving the Lord is 24/7 too.
不是教会里面才服侍神，在公司我就不跟神没有关系，不是这样。
We do not just serve the Lord in church and at work do not take it seriously.
所以怎么在工作中服侍神呢？
So how do we serve the Lord at our work?
第一个，
First,
要让我们的工作在工作场所让神的名得荣耀。
And that is to have God's name being glorified at our workplace.
那第二个。
Second,
我们要传福音。
We need to spread the gospel.
第四点要传福音。
The fourth point is to spread the gospel.
这个就是服事，也是一种服事。
And this is also a type of servitude.
我们教会里面呢、在美国，现在在美国遇到很多信徒、他为什么信主？
And there are a lot of members, the reasons why a lot of members in the U.S. they believe are the following reasons.
有一个教会啊，它里面有一个信徒啊，他是在银行里面做那个贷款的。
And there is a church, there's a believer or member who is a loan officer at one certain bank.
后来我到那个教会里面去访问，就问他你为什么信耶稣？
So I went to his workplace to have a talk with him, and I asked him why he believed in Christ.
他就是哪一个弟兄啊？我刚移民来的时候买房子、跟我办这个 loan。
And so he says that when he immigrated to the U.S., there was a brother who helped him with his loan.
他对他服务很好。
And also have a very great attitude.
那这个 loan 办完之后，就开始跟他建立关系，就到他家传福音给他。
So after helping him with the loan, he established a good relationship with this person and went to his house to share the gospel with him.
照我所认识，那一个弟兄在那一段期间呢、大概带了4户到5户的信徒。
According to my knowledge, this brother brought about 4 or 5 families to church.
这个就是服侍神。
This is serving the Lord.
因为借着我们工作场所，你可以接触不同的人，那借着这个机会来传福音。
It is through our work setting we can have contact with other people, and through this opportunity to share gospel with other people.
所以工作也可以服侍神。
So we can serve the Lord through our work.
我们有一个信徒这又回到学生了，有一个信徒到美国来求学。
And we have also another member who came to the U.S. to study.
他在那个地方好几年的期间呢。
And he was a study at a certain location.
都没有教会。
There's no church.
那我们教会就安排人去定期去访问了。
So our church has sent several people to visit this member.
有一次一个工人要去以前叫他你赶快邀慕道者，我们去要布道啊。
And so before our messengers went to him, they encouraged him to bring friends so they could evangelize.
那这个夫妻两个就去邀同学。
And so this couple, they went to invite their friends.
就这样开始有家庭聚会。
And so thus they started their family service.
那这个学校离开教会很远。
And the school is actually very far from a church.
那这一对夫妻在那个地方大概住四年还是五年啊，带三户来信主。
And during this time of study, this couple, they brought about three or four families to Christ.
哦，这个就是机会。
This is opportunity.
哦，他也可以专心读书五年，学业完了就走了。
And this brother could have just studied four or five years and left.
哦，但是在那个地方，他带一些人来信主。
But at that location, he and his wife brought people to Christ.
这是一个服事的机会。
So this was an opportunity to serve.
啊。那我们也有这信徒在卖当旅行社在卖机票。
And we also have members who are travel agents who sell airline tickets.
那因为接触很多人。
Because the member has a lot of contact with other people.
就带他所接触的人来教会慕道。
And has so brought those people whom they have contact with to church.
那也有一些来信主的。
And there are several people who visit our church actually believed.
那我们有教会在做房地产的。
And there are also real estate agents among our members.
那在卖房地产当中认识一些人。
And of course they know a lot of people.
结果就带他那个买房子的人来教会慕道。
So they would bring basically their client to church.
我们也发现有好几户因为这样来信耶稣。
And so we have a lot of actually families who came to Christ through this format.
所以在我们工作的场所要服侍神，就是在我们工作场所可以接触不同的人，找机会来传福音给他们，这个就是对神的一种服侍。
So because we have a lot of contact at our workplace, so we need to take the opportunity to preach the gospel and share the gospel with other people, and this is a type of service.
所以我们今天坐在这里的有很多是因为你在工作场所是因为别人传福音给你，所以你今天信了耶稣。
Among us, there might be people who come to believe in Christ because people share gospel with you at work.
但是要在工作场所传福音呢，这是需要装备的。
But of course, if we were to spread the gospel and share the gospel, we need to equip ourselves.
我们先来看《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第一章。
Let us turn to First Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
First Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们要在工作的场所传福音，第一个要把人生目标抓对。
In order to share the gospel at our workplace, we need to be sure of our goal in life.
到底人为什么活着？
So what is the purpose of living on this earth?
第九节跟第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
因为他们自己已经报名，我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。第十节。
Verse 10.
等候他的儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。这个第九节到第十节在讲三件事情。
From verses 9 through 10, there are three recordings of different things.
第一件就是归向神。
First thing is to return to God.
第二个是服侍神。
And that is, and second is serving the Lord.
第三个是等候神。
Third is waiting for the Lord.
这个就是我们的人生目标。
This is the goal and purpose of our lives.
如果把工作看成比神还重要，工作就是偶像。
If we see our work more important than God, then our work has become our idol.
那这里说要离开偶像，要归向神。
Here says that we need to turn away from idol and turn back to God.
我们知道为什么我们要工作。
We know why we need to work.
所以工作不会取代神。
So our work should not substitute God.
这样我们才有办法为主做见证。
Then we can witness for God.
如果工作已经取代了神的地位，你就没有办法为神做见证。
If our work has substituted the place in our heart for God, then we cannot bear witness for God.
那已经变偶像了。
Because work has become idol for us.
就是那变成最重要了。
Because this work has become most important in our lives.
为了工作有成就，你牺牲家庭，牺牲信仰，这个已经变偶像了。
In order to feel there's a sense of accomplishment, we have sacrificed family time and God. Then we have let this work become our idol.
所以这告诉我们，我们在工作当中啊，要离开偶像，要归向神。
So we need to turn to God from our idol.
我们可以在工作很忠心，但是我们跟神的关系也很好，这是可能的。
It is okay to have a loyal heart at work and to maintain a good relationship with God at the same time.
但是这需要努力。
But we need to put our effort into it.
那归向神的第二步才能够服侍神。
And after we turn to God, then we can serve the Lord.
因为工作如果不取代神，那我们才能够在工作当中服侍神。
If work does not substitute God, then we can serve the Lord.
那工作如果取代神，你一生啊，你如果从30岁做到65岁，35年就卖给工作了。
But if our work substitutes God, then we have sold ourselves to work. If you're 30 and you work to 65, then you have spent 35 of your life to work.
好，那这里说要服侍又真又活的神。
And here it says to serve the living and true God.
好，那传福音就是在服侍神。
And to share the gospel is to serve the Lord.
那是又真又活的神。
To serve the living and true God.
什么是真的？
What is true?
真就是不会改变。
True means that it will never change, and that is true.
所以如果我们在工作中啊，能够服侍神。
If at our work we can serve the Lord.
你对神会有体验的。
We will have personal experience from God.
你如果看啊，我们在这个做这个股票。
If we see people who are playing stocks.
你在公司里面你专门在做这个股票。
Oh, you are a stockbroker at a certain company.
请问你有办法替他预测说明年会赚多少？
Are you able to predict how much you will earn from certain stocks?
那个不是真的，会上去也会下来的。
The stock market fluctuates up and down.
但是你没有办法预测。
But you cannot predict.
我们只能够大概吧。
But we can make an estimation.
但是神是真的。
But God is true.
神是可以预测的。
But God can predict.
神是可以预测的。
But we can make sure that God will do certain things.
你如果投入很忠心的投入服侍他，结果一定好。
If we put our effort and time into him, then the result will be good.
如果你真的真心去追求他，结果一定好。
If you put yourself wholeheartedly and serve the Lord, then your result will be good.
一切美善的恩赐全备的赏赐从上头来的。
And all the goodness from heaven will come to you.
他是众光之父。
He is a father of light.
所以你如果去追求神，一定好，这是可以预测的。
If you pursue God, everything will be good. This is predictable.
这时候神是真的，不会变。
And this is why God is never changing. He is true.
他的应许能力不会变。
His love and his power, his authority will never change.
那第二个说神是活的。
And second is God is living.
什么是活的？
What is living?
活的就是我有回应。
Living is that God can respond to you.
死的就不会回应。
If it's a dead God, then he will not respond.
所以有时候工作是死的。
Sometimes work is dead.
但是如果你是为神做。
But if you're working for God.
结果你在工作当中可以从神得到很多的回应，神给你的赏赐。
But you can experience this response from God through your work.
这个很特别的。
Then this would be a very special experience.
真的很特别。
This is a...
所以如果我们在工作在服侍神。
So when we work and we serve the Lord.
那我们就会从这个又真又活神里面得到很多的体验。
Then we will experience, have a lot of experience from this true and living God.
这很奇妙啊，你要荣耀神，但是这个工作没有了，神又马上接一个工作给你。
It's very miraculous. Sometimes we lose our job, yet God provides another one for us.
那这个工作没有，神又安排另外一个工作给你。
So if we actually lose this job, then God will provide another opportunity for another job.
因为神知道你为这要服侍他。
Because God knows that you have a goal to serve Him.
所以神就让你在生活当中体验到很多他的带领，他的恩典。
Will let you experience a lot of his guidance in your life.
所以这是我们在生活的目标要确定。你如果在工作要服侍神，生活目标一定要确定。如果不确定的话，会随波逐流。
If you want to serve the Lord at your work, you need to be sure of your goal in your life and purpose of your life, or else you will be like a wave back and forth.
有时候我们自己都把守不住。
Sometimes we are not able to obtain any of them.
你懂得节制，你有办法节制吗？
If you understand what is self-control, can you?
大家全部都投入的时候，你能够把节制吗？
If everyone is really into work, are you able to be self-controlled?
我们能够节制，只有当我们人生目标抓得很稳的时候，你才抓得住。
We can have self-control if only we know our purpose in our lives.
好，那第二个，我们要什么属灵预备，要在我们所工作场所传福音。
Second, in order to serve the Lord at our work, how should we equip ourselves spiritually?
好，我们看第二节，第三节
啊。Verse 3.
不住在我们父面前，不住纪念你们，因为信心所做的功夫，爱心所受的劳苦，盼望主耶稣所出的忍耐。我们如果要让我们 在工作场所服侍神，传福音有功效。
In order to be effective at our workplace when sharing the gospel,
就是信望爱要一直在成长。
We need to grow in our faith, hope, and love.
信就是对神的信心。
Faith is having hope, faith is having faith in God.
爱就是对众圣徒的爱心。
Love is having love for our members.
盼望就是将来的天国。
And hope is hope for the heavenly kingdom in the future.
因为有信心，你才能够做一些功夫。
If you have faith, then you are able to produce labor.
因为有爱心，你才会受劳苦。
And because of love, then you're able to endure your labor for other people.
不然的话，我们大家上班压力这么大，大家很累，你还会去找时间和拨空去传福音给他吗？
Otherwise, after work, you're very tired. Do you find time to actually want to share the gospel with other people because you're so tired?
因为有爱。
Because you have love.
所以我们看到他没得到救恩很灵敏，我们就会一直想要传给他。
So if you know this person haven't received the salvation, then you have this love for this person, and you want to share the gospel.
因为有信，我们相信神会听我们，会动工。
We have faith and we believe that God will listen to our prayers and He will work among us.
也因为盼望，我们才能够忍耐。我知道到最后一定会有结果。
And because we have hope, then we know that we can endure and we will have a good result in the future.
所以帖撒罗尼迦教会信耶稣虽然遇到大的逼迫，因为信望爱很充足，福音一直在成长。
Even though the members in Thessalonians, they have encountered persecutions, yet because they have, they're full of faith, hope, and love, their members keep on growing in numbers.
所以传福音啊，如果只是技巧上啊，两个钟头就可以啊，就可以，好像那个训练的 salesperson, 两个钟头就够了。
If it is a matter of skills, then it is easy to preach to a person in a matter of 2 hours.
但是如果传福音是一种属灵上的一种征战，这个就需要属灵的更新跟预备。
So, but if sharing the gospel with other people is a spiritual battle, then we need to equip ourselves spiritually.
就是信望爱要增加。
And we need to increase our faith, hope, and love.
这样我们传福音果效才会增加。
So we will increase the effectiveness of our preaching gospel.
那第五节就在讲属灵的装备。
And verse 5 talks about the equip.
这里说
gospel.
不独在乎言语，也在乎全能、圣灵并充足的信心。
Not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit.
我们仔细说说看。言语、全能、圣灵、充足的信心、为人，五个装备。五个属灵的装备。
So we here have five of equip. We have words, we have power, Holy Spirit, conviction.
所以传福音最重要的不是技巧。
So it is not a matter of skills when we preach the gospel.
因为传福音不是 sale.
Because preaching gospel is not a salesperson pitch.
传福音最重要是属灵的装备。
And the most important thing in sharing the gospel is to be spiritually equipped.
第一个言语就是知道我们在信什么。
First, the words is that we know what we believe in.
但是能够把它表达出来。
So we can carefully express them.
对不信的人讲什么。
We know what to say to unbelievers.
对基督徒要讲什么。
To what to say to Christians.
各种不同的慕道者你要讲什么。
And to many different friends and truth seekers.
第二个有全能。
Second is power.
全能才能够打开人的心。
With power, we can open the hearts of
humans. 第三个有圣灵的带领。
And third is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们才能够找到神所要拣选的人。
We will find the people whom God has chosen.
第四个有充足的信心。
And fourth is deep conviction.
就对我们自己所信的要有信心。
And that is having a deep conviction of what we believe in.
你相信真耶稣教会是唯一的真教会吗？
Do you believe that True Jesus Church is the only church that leads to salvation?
如果你信不下去。
If you cannot have this conviction,
我们就没有办法说完全你要到我们教会来啊！你信耶稣也没有关系，每个教会都一样。
Then we cannot share this gospel with other people because we think every church is the same.
第五个
，fifth，
为人
，and our character，
就是在生活当中的表现。
And that is how we behave in our daily lives.
所以我们在工作要传福音呢、啊，这个会让我们信仰不断在进步。
So if we share the gospel with other people at our work, it will help us to, with our spirituality.
因为这个是一个很大的挑战。
Because this is a great challenge.
在挑战当中，我们会成长，会进步。
In this challenge, we will be able to grow.
所以我们的信仰应该不是一个静态的洗礼以后好像没事情做就是 带着圣经来教会聚会应该不是这样
So after baptism our faith should not be stagnant It should not just be coming to the church with the Bible
应该是动态的
It should be that with an active faith
神有使命要我们做
Because God has commissioned for us
我们在做这个完成神的使命的时候有挑战就会成长是动态的
So in our faith if we have challenges and it will cause us to improveWhen we meet these challenges,
让我们在学校当中在工作当中学习来服侍神
So let us learn to serve the Lord at our work and at our school.
一起来默祷
Let us pray in silence.